We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Very highly anticipated album back when Don Henley put this out. His first album after the breakup of the Eagles. And it was good. This was one of the songs from it. Johnny Can't Read, 1983, peaked at number 42 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Of course,
Dirty Laundry was the signature song of that album.
I believe this was his very first single.
Could have been.
You heard him talk about it. It was a mistake.
Talking to the Moon.
Yes.
Was very, very
Nobody's
good.
Business is probably my favorite song off that album.
It's okay.
Love it.
Bob Seger wrote that one.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. He wrote that one.
No, he didn't.
Go look it up.
Don Henley wrote
Here's
that
Jordan
song.
And Steve playing in the World Series of Face-Off. Jordan, the Bodick family has fared very well in this thing the past couple of years. How are you?
I'm sitting on the beach. I'm doing pretty good.
Is AJ your father?
Yeah.
He's already moved on. He's a defending champion, and I believe Pete is your brother or uncle?
Uncle.
Okay. Well, he plays tomorrow, so interesting stuff. Steve, how are you?
I'm good.
Glad to have you guys in. Any trash you want to talk before the game?
I had Jordan on my Scholarsville team, so... He's probably going to beat me pretty well.
Well, that's not Joey Votto-like.
We got a matchup between youngsters.
You got to step in the box and say, you know what? I'm Joey Votto. Here we go. The category, Tommy, is golf. Waiting to hear any reaction. This is very straightforward. I want to know the top 20 in the most recent world golf rankings. Just name somebody in the top 20 in the latest world golf rankings. Jordan, you're first.
Dustin Johnson.
Dustin Johnson is ranked number one. Steve.
Jordan Spieth.
Jordan Spieth is number six. Jordan.
Rory McIlroy.
Rory McIlroy is ranked eighth currently. Steve.
Dustin Johnson.
He was said. We'll give you another opportunity.
Or
5 seconds.
You said Roman Kilroy. Okay.
We go to top of three. That may have thrown your brain into a tizzy. Jordan.
Justin Thomas.
Justin Thomas is correct. Steve.
Ricky Fowler.
Ricky Fowler is seventh. It's 3-2. Jordan, you're up.
Hideki Matsuyama.
Hideki Matsuyama is 16th. Steve.
Phil.
Phil Mickelson is 20.
Wow.
It's 4-3. Jordan, you can win it right here.
I'm going to go with Zach Johnson.
Zach Johnson is not correct. Steve, you can tie it.
Brooks
Koepka is fourth. We are tied. We're going to go to extra frames, just like the World Cup today. Jordan,
extra time.
5 seconds.
Sergio Garcia.
Sergio Garcia said with no confidence he is 19th. What, Steve? 5 seconds.
Jason Day.
Jason Day is ninth. Okay, we've correctly named 10 of the 20. We go to round seven. Jordan. 5 seconds.
I can't think of anything.
Steve, you can win this with a correct answer. Top
Bubba Watson
is 11th.
There you have
and
it.
And Steve moves on in the World Series of Face-Off. How about that? Jordan, you played great. You almost ran the table, but you missed in round five.
Yeah. All right, thank you, guys.
Jordan's not happy. Steve, you're happy, I presume.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations. You move on. Thanks for playing.
Okay.
All right. Steve moves on, the sixth seed. We've had a 1-4 and a 6 win today.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Derek and John will play in the next match in about 10 minutes, and we'll have three of the four brackets
completed for the first round.
I'm going to give you the match, the round of 16 match. You're going to give me your level of anticipation.
All right. 1 to 10.
A.J. Bodick and Andy Bartel.
That's a 8.5.
That's more than that. Defending champion against one of the most impressive first-round performers. Jason Howling and Daniel Rojas.
4.
Why are you dogging Jason and Daniel?
How'd they do yesterday, Monday?
See, that's just uncalled for.
You asked me my level of interest. Yours can be different.
Justin Wasmuth and Blake Rasmussen.
I'll give that a 7.
Jeff Moore and Jay Fry.
Who?
Jeff Moore and Jay Fry.
3.5.
You guys don't have to put up with that. And Kyle Coffey, Chad Volgamore.
That's an 8.
All right. Good stuff. That was a good game, wasn't it?
It was.
Did you like the category? Very straightforward, simplistic.
One of those types.
I like categories like that. So be on the lookout for maybe some others.
That's a Googleable category, though. We got to always guard against those.
We do guard against them, but we trust our listeners.
We do. Honor system.
I don't think either of those two guys Googled that.
I don't think so either.
They played the
game. Especially not, was it Jordan?
Here are the others
on
the list.
Beach.
This will surprise you. I'll bet you can't name one person that they didn't name.
Zach Johnson.
They named him, and he was wrong.
That's
who Jordan named in round five when he had a chance to cement the win.
I'm trying to think. Don't tell me. Davis Love III.
Davis Love III? What are you, 1994?
It was obviously a joke. I can't think of anybody else.
I knew it.
Hold on.
You didn't get the number 3 ranked guy, the number 5 ranked guy, and the number 10 ranked guy.
Is my man Russell Henley on that list?
No.
Yes, he is.
Number 3 is Justin Rose. Number 5 is John Rahm. Number 10 is Tommy Fleetwood.
Oh, yeah. Mick,
number 12, Paul Casey. Number 13, Patrick Reed. Number 14, Alex Noren. Number 15, Francisco Molinari. Number 17, Henrik Stenson. And number 18, Mark Leishman. Those are the golfers in the top 20 of the world golf rankings who weren't guests today. 869-1240, if you want to tell us what you think so far of the World Series of Face-Off, if you want to tell us what you think so far of the World Cup, Wimbledon. Tell me who's in the semifinals for the men and women at Wimbledon.
The guy, Djokovic.
Let's see how many of the 8 you can name.
2. Djokovic.
Yeah.
Probably Nadal.
Yeah.
The guy who beat Federer.
You don't know who that was?
No, I don't know his name.
Who's the American in the men's semifinals?
We have an American?
Yes. John Isner.
Oh, my
He'll
favorite.
Take on Kevin Anderson. The winner will then be thrown to the wolves to face either Djokovic or Nadal. What about in the women's semifinal? Serena is correct.
Sharapova.
No. You've got two Germans. I'm not even going to try to pronounce their names. And a Latvian. None of whom I've ever heard of.
No, there you go. It's beyond my purview as well.
So that's what you have. See, this is why July is a strange month. You got your World Cup, you got your Wimbledon, which appeals to a lot of people. I used to get into Wimbledon when I knew the players, and
haven't changed for 15 years.
I might watch Serena, but haven't we seen this? We've seen Djokovic and Nadal about 500
right,
times.
And Federer. These players have been the same. You know the players. They're
but
the only players.
Kevin
that
Anderson.
Matter.
Beat Federer today in five sets.
I know,
sets.
But Federer at his age should not even be relevant.
Well, no, maybe he's not.
Sampras.
And then we've got John Isner from the United States of America. So I'm going to watch the Isner-Anderson match.
When did Jack Sock bow out?
I don't even know if he was in.
He was.
We had the young lady who lives in Wichita. What's her name?
Katie Swan. Swan.
I reached out to her and didn't hear back.
That's unfortunate.
So if you know Katie Swan, we'd like to get her on the show.
She's a Brit.
Yes, she is. You don't have to tell me. Chris?
I wasn't telling you. I was telling our listeners.
Chris, how are you? You're on the drive.
Well, I'm better today than yesterday after that pretty pitiful performance.
What was your category, Chris?
Oh, it was the expansion teams, and my brain went somewhere else and made it harder than it needed to be. And then I got off the phone, and I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" So that's how it goes. It's tough in the clutch, like you said, when you're got 5 seconds to answer and so forth. It's pretty nerve wracking. But
well, anyway. You've been a good player and a good caller, so we can.
I do have a comment. Am I still on?
You're still on.
You guys were talking about the clutch. Here's my look at the clutch hitter. I think I understand what Jeff is talking about. I think he's saying, correct me if I'm wrong, Jeff, I think he's saying that there's no such thing as a guy that's a great clutch hitter that otherwise is just an ordinary or not a good hitter.
Right, you're just a good hitter, period. That's what you are.
I do agree with that, but I also, and this is going to sound like I'm kind of going the fence here, I also think that there are, quote, clutch hitters in the game that I just kind of contradict myself, or do you understand
I totally agree. But yeah, there aren't clutch hitters who aren't good hitters, but there are clutch guys in sports, and
they've always been good hitters.
They've always been clutch.
I think you're right, Jeff. They're all good hitters, but I think some of those, quote, good hitters are a little better even when they're in the clutch than they otherwise.
Part of the reason that
they just have a comfort level when they step in or when they drop back.
Part of the reason that they became good hitters is because they could hit in all situations.
So I kind of lean toward Jeff's argument, but I can see it both ways. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chris.
You don't develop.
Let's take a break.
Can we just talk about this for five more seconds?
No, you're wrong on that.
I'm not wrong.
Completely wrong. Derek and John up next to play in the World Series of Faceoff. You're listening to KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.